Okay, good morning, everybody. Happy to be here, Spirit Rock again. We've got a topic to explore today. Fortunately, Sean is great at thinking of topics. Oftentimes, I do these day-longs or whatever, and people ask, "What's the topic?" And I said, "I have no idea. I can just give me a topic, and I'll talk about it." But I can't, rare that I can think up something that seems to be useful. But this topic, the whole of the path, the fruits of spiritual friendship, I saw that and I leaped at it and said, well, that's a really good one. So we'll have the day to explore that. And but I think to begin the day, before I start doing any actual teaching, I think it'd be good just to sit quietly and settle. I don't know about anybody else, but I've just been on the road coming down from Bayagiri for over 2 hours, and it'd be nice to watch my breath rather than watching a white line. Get settled for a bit. And it's a good way to begin the day. I think therefore teachings and the Dhamma could really depend on the calmness of the mind, clarity of the mind. Sometimes even if a teaching is useful, beneficial, but if our mind's all over the place, then it doesn't have anywhere to land. So that to take the opportunity to settle and beginning the day with our breath, our body, our minds, allowing everything to settle as we begin. I think one of the part of the day is about spiritual friendship. I think one of the primary things is actually to make a friendship with our breath and with our mind and with our body. Being able to feel comfortable with this present moment, to settle, to relax, to enjoy the breath as it comes in, breath as it goes out. Recognizing that when we are attentive, not in a forced way, but in a open, spacious, accepting way, then there's a whole spectrum of understanding that is accessible to us. Understanding of, and the Buddha's teaching is based on a understanding of just the way things are. We're not trying to force the breath, force knowledge, force understanding, just being present and clear so that we get a glimpse of knowledge and vision of the way things truly are. And of course the mind then tends to leap of, say, well, what are the way things truly are? And start putting structures on that, putting our own layers of expectation of what we should see, experience. And to be able to just come back to the breath, to the posture, and becoming comfortable in one's body, attending to the rhythm of the breath. Allowing attention to settle on the sensation of the breath as it comes in and as it goes out. It's not necessary to have a fixed point of where one is attending to the breath. In the sense that wherever it's feels comfortable, where there's an interest, where there's an ability to stay with that that sensation of the breath. It could be at the tip of the nose, could be at the back of the throat, could be at the chest, could be at the abdomen. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that that one is interested and it seems clear to one, reasonably clear. So then, as we attend to the rhythm of the breath and the sensation of the breath, we begin to build a momentum of awareness. And inevitably the mind is going to wander. That's what the habit of the mind is. It's just recognizing that and reestablishing our attention and awareness. So often the idioms that we use in thinking about meditation practice can condition how we relate to our meditation. Oftentimes, idiom of putting attention on the breath, and when the mind wanders, into bring it back sort of bringing the mind back to the breath. And in the end, what that tends to accomplish is we spend our time running after the mind, trying to find it, and then trying to bring it back. And that's tiring, running around chasing after the mind. But the reality is that wherever we put our attention, of course, that's where the mind is. So that if you recognize that mind has lost its attention, it's wandered off, it's just a reestablishing of awareness, a reconnecting with attention, so that as we reconnect and sustain that connection with awareness and attention, the mind starts to settle, the heart starts to feel comfortable, so that and whether the mind wanders once or twice, we bring it back once or twice. If it wanders 10 or 12 times, we bring it back 10 or 12. If it wanders 100 times, just that's that sense of reconnecting, reestablishing. That becomes the stronger point of interest. So that beginning our day, relaxing into the rhythm of the breath, relaxing into that, the arising and passing of the sensation of the breath, that pattern of arising and ceasing is a universal pattern. And similarly, that sense of being at ease with arising, coming into being and ceasing, the sensation of the breath, sensation of the body, thoughts that come and go, feelings, emotions that appear and disappear. These are following a natural rhythm. This is one of the fundamental insights that is a part of the Buddhist teaching and the entering into a deep understanding of truth that really changes us. It's that which has the nature to arise has the nature to cease. And it's not an intellectual understanding. It's not just a rational thought. That feeling of being at ease and aware with that arising and passing away. Because so much of our life is actually obsessed with trying to make things come to be that we want and trying to make those things that we don't like, don't want, don't agree with, to have them pass away as quickly as possible. And we end up tying ourselves in knots with that attempt. But the ability to be steady and clear with this natural rhythm of arising and ceasing. And this is what the breath is teaching us. It's teaching us these rhythms, the natural cycle of truth, of reality, the sensations that appear in the body, the feelings that arise in the mind. And we see them in the same way as we see the breath coming in and the breath going out. And we can be steady and clear within that. And we can reestablish and reconnect with that knowing, so that we can take this next short period of time, maybe 15, 20 minutes, and we can sit quietly, attending to the breath, attending to this opportunity we have for establishing attention and awareness.